Shalom, and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. You know how to reach me. It's very simple at P.O. Box 711-711, Millburn, New Jersey, if you have any comments or requests. Well, we now have the spring upon us. Beautiful weather lies ahead. And let's pray for peace. Certainly, very tough situation going on in Ukraine, and many of the cantors that I'll be playing this program were from the Ukraine or nearby Russia or nearby Poland. It was really the center for Chazanis, the center for in the world for Chazanis. Something in the water. I don't know what it is. Okay. Save May 15th. Just put on your calendar, May 15th, and I'll be telling you about a very, very exciting event that will be taking place that evening. Okay? And we're working on something that'll be a great surprise. I hope that you enjoyed the programs last week and the debut of Nissim Sal. And we're going to hear more of him in the future, that's for sure. Let's get right to the Chazanis. The first selection will be David Reutemann. He was born in 1884 and he died in 1943. He was born in Podolia. Okay, and he sang in Vilna and in Odessa. Yeah, okay. He'll be chanting Yerushalayim Yircha. David Reutemann.
Yeah.
Shana Nicole On from Sliches. David Reitman.
Oh, my God.
David Reitzman. Well, next here, Mordechai Hirschman, born in 1888. He died in 1941. Like Sirota and Reitzman before him, Hirschman served in the Great Synagogue of Vilna during the year of 1913. He was drafted for military service the following year by the Russian army, but was released to return to the Vilna synagogue after his commanding officer listened and was impressed with the beauty of his voice. He continued for 7 years in the Vilna synagogue before coming to the United States, where he went on tour before signing as cantor of Temple Beth El in Brooklyn, where he remained for 10 years until his death in 1941. He'll be chanting Ovinu Malkeinu from the Shachris service of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is Mordechai Hirschman.
Yair Rotoi Yair Rotoi Mi Lefunecho Mi Lefunecho Yair Rotoi Mi Lefunecho Mi Lefunecho Hashem Enoi Keino Then I can't have a voice I know. Nay, look at the Rahim. Chetosha was the Rahim. Chetosha was the Rahim. Yeah. korei pezorei na mi yi peina goyim one putui sei na kanet mi yari kitei o
Okay, Mordechai Hirschman. And we'll next hear Herman Jadlowker. That's Jadlowker. He was born in 1877 in Riga, and he sang throughout Russia and the Ukraine. He came to the United States, and in 1936 he went to Israel, and he died there in 1953. He'll be chanting Ya'ale from the Yom Kippur evening service. Herman Jadlowker.
Ya'ale, Ya'ale. Ya'ale, Tachnu Le.
Gershon Sirota, born in 1874. He died in 1943. He was in Russia and at the Warsaw Tamako Synagogue, where he served for 19 years. And you are aware by now that he and his entire family were wiped out, were murdered in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. We'll hear a couple of selections. The first one is Ritzei from the Shmona Esrei. This is Gershon Sirota.
Ritzei, 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 Ritzei.
Hey, caught me a little short there. I don't know why I have this crossed off, but I'm going to play it. It should be okay. This is Umi Pnei Chatoeno. It's from the fundamental prayer of the major holiday Musaf service. Umi Pnei Chatoeno by Gershon Sirota.
Oh, no!
Okay, we'll next hear Sirota with Habane Yaker Lee.
Habane Yaker Lee, Ephraim.
This whole hobby of mine of collecting Jewish music and sharing it with you is an outgrowth from my other hobby of collecting old Victrolas. And I point out to you that prior to 1925, recordings were made on what they would call acoustic recordings. What's that? You stood in front of a large horn, and the vibration went down to the narrow part of the horn and helped to produce the form for reproducing records. In 1925, they had the electrifying of the recordings with a microphone and so forth, absolutely changed the whole system of recording. Also, if you see a Victrola with a horn, you should know that it's pre-1913. Anyway, a little bit of history of the recording of sound. Zalval Kvartan, born in 1871, he died in 1953, will be hearing Neshoma Neshoma. This is Kvartan. Zavel Kvartin. Okay, Yasla Rosenblatt, born in 1882, died in 1933. With the coming of the Victrola in 1900, it was a cylinder at that time, he was 18 years old, so he was in the right place at the right time to partake in the revolution of the creation of sound. You have heard me talk about his background and how he turned down the Chicago Opera Company for the role of La Juive, and he was just a very, very unique individual, considered one of the most popular cantors of that era, and he died in Palestine in 1933. We'll be giving you more information. Oh, yes, well, my presentation on Yasla's world is a fascinating research. If you're interested in hearing this presentation that I give, just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Let's get right to the music, though. The first selection will be Ator Yotzarta. Ator Yotzarta. Yes, the Rosenblatt. Yesala, he'll be chanting next. My eyesight's getting a little tough here. Birkas Kohanim, Yesala. A little difficult there, okay. Well, that's the recording was not that great with the acoustic form. I'm guessing that this was before 1925. Okay, Joseph Schlisky, born in 1894, he died in 1955. He suffered a stroke in 1940. And for the last 15 years of his life, he struggled. Let's hear first Tikkanto Shabbos, Joseph Schlisky.
I'm Wir tun ein Ohr durch Hämmerei klein,
Yeah.
Allora fatto venisco.
Joseph Schlisky, one more selection of Schlisky. This will be Mizmor LeDavid.
Thank you.
Okay, this is Charlie Bernhau, hoping that you enjoyed this hour, a mix of chazanis. It's from an album, The Great Cantors of the Golden Age of Chazanis. A nice mixture, you don't often hear this kind. It covered all the bases, just about. Well, we'll have to try some other one. There's some great compilations that I have yet to play. Anyway, you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com for comments or requests. Shalom, everybody.